Hey everybody, this is Ryan.
And this is Wayne.
And this is Kill the Rabbit Podcast. This is episode 6. Last week we talked about you were continuing with writing. I was continuing with a new project that I was working on and starting a new job. I had not started yet. That's right, I had not started yet. So this last week I did start. Or I guess the week before. No, I take that back. Tuesday, we did the podcast. Wednesday, I started work. So I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They had not finished the process to induct me into the company or whatever that is. So I would have to wait for my boss to get into the building and then wait for my boss to... Someone had to buzz me into the floor that I'm on because apparently I'm working in...
Top secrets.
So, that's cool. I've never experienced that. I mean, obviously, they don't take those things lightly. There's no jokes. Like, the rules are very strict. And you will follow them. Or you will get fired.
Or else.
Like, it's interesting. I've never worked in that type of environment. I really like it. I feel like every job... So, like, normal people... In my opinion, as far as, like, developers, they'll go work at a place, they'll work there for, like, 5 years, kind of doing the same old stuff that they've done before, and this is just my experience from what I've observed, and for me, I don't ever really stay somewhere very long. I stay there, like, 2 years, 3 years, but I think that I stay there long enough to absorb everything I can, and then I'll kind of move on to the next.
Right.
The last job I was at, I really liked it, but then I got laid off. So, but I feel like every new job that I go into, I just get, like, thrown in the middle. So now I'm trying to get my bearings and build something for someone that I've never seen before. Something for someone that I've never seen that they've had for years. So it's challenging, to say the least. So that's been going well, and then because of the access to the building situation, I've just been working from home. So I thought that was really cool. I thought it was really nice of my boss to just say, hey, that's cool, just work from home.
Something people would kill for, yeah.
Yeah.
Love to work from home.
It's nice to be trusted like that. Right. I mean, I guess I'm 31, so I'm like, you're a professional. So, but I'm just used to... Like, I've worked at other jobs where they don't treat you like a professional, and they just kind of... So that was really good. For the system that I'm working on, the pet project, it's still going. I haven't done too much. I solidified on, like, a logo and then some kind of the look and feel, like, the front console of what it's going to look like. But I'm still very much looking into doing that, which, when I get to the app development, it's going to kind of be a long road. Or not. I don't know. I mean, Swift is supposed to be fairly simple, mm-hmm. but not as bad as Objective-C, which is the language that you would previously write iOS applications in. So that'll be a learning experience. I've already done some Android stuff, so that'll be better. So, like, as far as the pet project or taking something from nothing and kind of pushing it through, I think that I'm starting to feel that that's my thing. Okay. Like, the company that I'm working on, I don't think it's nothing. It's not something that I can quantify. Like, it moves so slow. It's either on or it's off. So right. that's what I've been doing this week. So how about you?
Well, I was listening to you talk about your new job, and I at some point in all of this, you begin to realize that interruptions abound. It's not all that you're just not getting at it. There are, you know, life is happening, and so devoting the amount of time that you need to get anywhere, really, sometimes you really have to you have to continually be on your guard against interruptions that that can be dealt with. Like this past week, your sister, my daughter, had a baby on Saturday, so it was kind of like, okay, we're not going to get much writing done today, but, you know, mm-hmm. those are things, obviously, it's a no-brainer. That obviously, you know, rules the day.
Is it inspirational for you?
Here's what's inspirational for me. We also went on you and I went on a weekend retreat. At least we started on a weekend retreat with the gang of guys from church. And we made it through Friday night and up through just a little bit of Saturday morning before we got the phone call that it was time to leave and head for the hospital. But you know,
which I knew that was going to happen.
Right, we kind of knew that was going to happen, and so that was always on the horizon there. And so, being flexible, you have to be flexible, but you can't lose sight of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that kind of stands out in my mind, there's a motto, I guess you would call it, that the men's group has, because it's kind of stuck with me, and it's. But they were saying that it's dangerous to be alone. And I think they said it differently, but you get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of important to not just set goals, but to, and we've said this before, the accountability, the fact that you know that you're going to get together with somebody on a regular basis kind of keeps your mind working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that even in times of driving from here to there, or there was moments on the retreat that I found myself thinking about these things. That's good. Now, it's not in lieu of writing for me.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I still need to write. And I had to skip my meeting this past week with my next-door neighbor. He had some things going on. I had some things going on. And those things happen.
That was the Thursday thing?
Yeah. But, again, what I'm saying, I learned something as I reflected on that my mode of operation has been, it's been real easy when things got really difficult for me to somehow or other subconsciously let that difficult thing drift into the background.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, I'm not thinking about it anymore. Kind of give myself that unconscious permission to no longer pursue that difficult thing. And it's a good awareness to come to about yourself, to realize that you've got to be honest with yourself. And when you find yourself making things easy for yourself, you got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
and call it what it is. So I did do some writing this week. I didn't do enough, so I didn't get as far along as I would have liked to. But I think that's the reality of just the journey that we're on right now. This is a from week to week thing, and I feel the pressure. That's good. I see it
Which
as good
Which week to week doesn't feel like... Week to week felt like an eternity before, but now it seems like it's like here again. I mean, we're episode mm-hmm. 6, so I mean, that's a month and a half.
Right.
More than a month and a half, because we took off 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
Somewhere in there. Do you have like... So is it starting to gel? Is it starting to, like, are there, like, multiple pages, or are they just, like, scattered everywhere?
It's, I'm learning how I write.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned a few episodes ago that if you get bogged down in one area, just work in another. And that's been really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at my script, I've got, you know, 7 or 8 chapters. I've got a little bit in most of them. But there's obviously more in some of the chapters. And lately it's been in some chapters that I've really found myself able to do something with. So
mm-hmm.
it was good. Rather than toughing it out when you're not getting any inspiration in a particular area,
mm-hmm.
just move on to something else. And
or like for myself, it's more on the system that I'm working on, I was like, ooh, I know. For this one piece is going to be like a brokerage piece. So, you know, I can use like RabbitMQ, or I can use Redis to, you know, be these task deployment library. And it's just like, hold on. Like, now you made it. You know, when you're looking in the water, right? You're trying to catch the crawfish or the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just like jump all around the water and there's mud everywhere. Like that's effectively what I did. And you didn't do the basic thing yet, right? Just pull the message down and do something with that. Prove that that's actually working as opposed to deploying an entirely different thing that's way overcomplicated. And I was reading about a library, so I was going to deploy Celery, which is like a task brokerage type service in Python where you can deploy tasks to do things. It's its own underlying thing that, so typically you would call a task inside of a method, but this like sits on the bottom or on the top or whatever you want to imagine it as, and it kind of is self-contained and autonomous and does its own thing. That's my understanding of it. That may or may not be right. That accurate, but I was reading a post and they were like, the first thing that you do when you install Celery is reevaluate why you installed Celery, because it's way overkill, most likely, for what you're trying to do. So just coming back to, now that I'm excited again, now that I'm passionate about the project that I'm working on, I have to notice that I have to rein myself in enough to where it's still baby steps. So I took baby steps to get there, to reignite the motor, or to, you know, to build that fire up again. But now I need to rein it in so I don't burn myself out. So instead of like going, oh, I need to do all these things, just don't do that. Do the simple thing, right? Because the simple thing is always going to be more complex than you think it is. Mm-hmm. So like when I was a young programmer at my new job, I would say yes to everything. And I would devise these super complicated solutions to things that I only had a 30% understanding of. As an older developer now, and some developers may look at this differently because my personality is really laid back and I don't really care what anybody thinks about it. I'm getting older now. Like, I'm not old, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
So I'll concentrate on truly understanding the problem, listening to what people have to say, saying, this is how I'm currently thinking, but it may change, as opposed to, this is an entire complex solution that I built, and now you're going to say no to it because I didn't fully understand what it was I was trying to do. So now that I'm trying, now that I'm doing that at work, it makes it a lot easier on yourself, so you don't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing with my system. That's why I'm saying that I totally understand. Like, you try to, or like, you are really strong one day, and then you're trying to seek for that same drive the next day, and it may just not be there, maybe somewhere else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, something else it I was thinking about. My work life right now has been kind of complicated because I'm trying to get a certification, and I took a test for the certification a month plus ago and failed the test, so I need to take it again. But where things get complicated, where I'm trying to do this writing, is that I need to study, and I've found some things that I'm going to use to study, but it's not something I want to be able to do during my workday, so I've got to find time to do that, you know, after work.
Effectively study.
On the weekends, okay? The reason I bring that up is because I want to do the writing. I want to finish the book. But, you know, we're constantly challenged by different priorities that they're not small.
Mm-hmm.
They're big ones. If I got the certification, it would really help me out financially. And it would help me in my job. And so that's a biggie. So I've got to devote some time to that. And I don't always want to be thinking in terms of, oh, I need to write, I have to write, because it makes it sound like, boy, I don't know, do you really want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be something that I can do because I love to do it, because I have a heart and a passion for doing it, but I have to have time to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say, I need to probably at this time just kind of reevaluate my time so that where I'm making some sacrifices, there I'm happy with those sacrifices. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sacrifice the writing because I really want to do this. But there are some other things in my life, not the studying, of course, but some other things that I may scale back on just so that I can devote more focused time to, again, studying for this test, yes, but also for the writing. Now, it's a challenge, and I'm up for it. I'm going to do it. But it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. So,
well, I think the good positive thing is that there is motion, right, where I feel that previously there was not motion.
Hey, let me just say that, as you're saying that, in the past, when it was just me making my own goals that nobody knew about, so I wasn't accountable to anybody,
mm-hmm,
it was easy for me when times got tough like they are right now to just sideline it, and, you know, 6 months, a year goes by, and you haven't, mm-hmm, done anything to it. So I get what you're saying. If you just continue to make, even if it's small progress, but don't give up on it, just mm-hmm, hang in there, because there are seasons of your life where things get really stressful. There's a lot going on. It's not something that you can just say no to. You have to do it. You, mm-hmm, don't have a choice. But at the same time, this other thing on the side that you're doing, don't just entirely sideline it. Just, mm-hmm, if you have to give it smaller amounts of time, maybe you could do not as often, but in more larger chunks of time. Because,
mm-hmm,
in the writing game, even as you're thinking through problems and trying to determine solutions, you know, and I know, that you need larger blocks of time,
mm-hmm,
to just sit and think about those things. 15 minutes is not enough,
mm-hmm,
to really make any progress. So I think that's what I'm going to be trying to do, is look for larger blocks of time where I can just sit down and make a good deal of progress, and then in between times, maybe I will just be spending 15 to 20 minutes on some days just reviewing,
mm-hmm,
keeping it fresh, and be satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and it's a practiced art as well.
Yeah,
I think the more that you spend time doing something, the better at it that you get, and the faster it is you are able to get to a level of productivity. So, no, I mean, I totally understand. And with being consistent, take it in small chunks. It just seems like, and the other thing too, a lot of people say your life is so short, you'll be dead before you know what happened. But life is not that short. Like, life is a long time, you know? And so I think that too much in this day and age, we're forced to, you know, well, what's your 2-year plan, or what's your 5-year plan, or where do you want to be? Like, I feel that we've swung too much on the other side. So the pendulum has swung all the way to the left, or the one side where it's all about productivity. It's all about hacking your life. It's all about hacking, getting better at this and that, and eating healthy and spending time with your kids and making more money, all these things, right? To the point where it's like, taking relaxation, and then it's no longer relaxing. So, it for myself, I've been working on pushing. It's okay to take a nap sometimes. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay to read like a dumb book, or a stupid show, or something else, because in between you trying to make your goals, trying to make more money, trying to, like, life is happening, right? Like, the babies get born, and I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he, and I hear in the background my niece, and she's like, "Monkey?" Like, that. Well, that's my name.
Which is what
Monkey.
She calls you, yeah.
I had her call me Unky Wunky, because I just thought it was the most complicated, weird, she'll hate me for it when she's a teenager, but that has evolved into Monkey. So, and she'll say it just like that, with the inflection on the end. So, Monkey? My brother-in-law, Josh. I'm talking to him, and I hear in the background, she's like, "Monkey?" So, like, these things are happening in life, and if you're not careful, you'll miss it.
You'll miss them, yeah.
And what is all this for? You know what I mean? To make money? Like, if we both made $1 million off these project ideas, we don't have to work anymore. We're financially self-sufficient. Like, all we would do is hopefully keep working on the ideas, because they're passion projects, and travel and enjoy life, and I just think it's, at least in my communities, it's too much. There's too much stress on just pushing so hard, and I'm noticing that with the new job. You have so many developers who are all about results and get code on the in the computer as fast as possible, and don't who cares about how it's designed, or you know. And I've learned that, you know, taking that time to really consider things and be discerning, you really have a better outcome,
Sure.
right? And you're caught with your pants down less times,
Right.
as opposed to when I was younger and I, you know, went a million miles an hour, not thinking about, and I was solely concentrated on being successful and forget life doesn't matter. And it's sad because I don't remember a lot of social interactions I had in my early 20s as far as like significant social times that I would spend with people. And that's frustrating. I've learned from it, but I think it's frustrating to exist in a society that is so impatient and so results driven, and nobody cares about quality of life. And it is, like I said, from the engineering community or the level that I'm at, that's all people care about,
Yeah.
is getting to the next level. And it's like, what about, I want to do programming because I love programming.
Right.
Like, why am I a crazy person because of that?
Well, I think back to when you were 12 years old looking into programming and wanting to program games and everything else. It was the furthest thing from your mind about making money doing it. You were doing it because you love to do it. And to lose that love as you get into the working world, so that you're just dollar signs in your eyes, that's a real shame, because it steals the joy from it, and it also, and many times, steals the creativity, because pressure starts to mount, and you're doing things because you have to or you need to, rather than because you love to. So.
Well, and it's funny that you say game development, because I had clients that were game developers at previous consulting gigs. I looked into it. From what I understand about the game industry is, you know, 68 hours a week, 60 or 80 hours a week, and just this constant grind. And so I looked at that and said, oh, okay, well, thank God I didn't do that, because that would have been horrible. And it's like, hold on. If you love it, that doesn't matter. Like, for some of those guys that are burning 60 hours a week, maybe it's because they love to do game development. So from that, I was like, okay, Ryan, don't just, you know, put a tack in it or put a na like it's done. So I started working in Unity 3D, which is a 3D engine that they actually make some video games with. So I just started, you know, why not? Just try. You may like it. I mean, like I said, getting back to the basics of doing something because I genuinely enjoy it. And I feel like in this day and age, more and more people look at me like I said, ask anybody, do you have a hobby? And if they're in my age range, most likely they don't. Like, drinking with your friends isn't a hobby, right? Like, a true hobby that is a project that's continuous in nature and goes into the future, you know, where you whittle or you do woodworking, or like, most people don't have that. And I think it's because of there's zero patience. But, well, I have my job, and then I have to watch 3 hours of Netflix every night, and then I have the kids, and then you know what I'm saying? Like, a hobby, like, I feel like a hobby would solve so many problems with like heart disease and obesity. Like, pouring yourself into something and doing something that you're designed to do. You know, I think if we could get back to that, I think that would be awesome.
That's good.
So I guess for next week, or did you have anything else for this week?
No, I need to the baby is here. Some other things have calmed down a little bit, and I'm just really going to refocus myself. I had mentioned, I think, last time about setting some goals. I did not do that. A lot of things happened this last week. I don't want to make excuses, but I realize I do need to do that, set some goals. And like I said, I think there's some days where I find myself so jam-packed with things that I don't have any control over. But if I can sit down and I can read what I've written and then get a little bit of writing in, even if it's only a brief amount, I'm keeping it in front of me and doing the daily steps that need to be taken to eventually, and just really believing that over time things will start to kick in and more will come from it. So, setting some goals, just daily making sure that I'm reviewing my stuff that I've written. I think that's going to be really helpful.
And you're meeting with the neighbor Thursday?
Yes, I'm meeting again on Thursday. And one other thing I was just going to mention, I was kind of encouraged by something that I found on the internet, because I was just looking for some help in some areas of writing that I was struggling with. One of the comments that this particular writer, he also happens to be an editor, was saying, I'll just read you a brief quote from him. He says, "If you find yourself stalling rather than writing, it might be because you aren't writing a story that interests you. If you're grimly pushing out sentences, wishing you were anything else but at your desk, then you're either one of those geniuses who writes masterpieces through torment, or else you're writing a book you don't want to write." And that was kind of a challenge to me, to just, if things get too grueling, you might be writing the wrong book. You might be doing something that you shouldn't. So the other possibility for me is, don't just focus on writing this book. Maybe just write some other things. Just purely because they come to your mind and you'd like to write them.
Or maybe getting back to the basics of falling in love with what the idea was. I mean, obviously this is an idea that's persisted for years, so it is important. But just finding that love and how to rekindle that desire.
And don't allow it to be "I have to" mentality. So that's where I'm at.
So then this week I'll I'm still acclimating to the new job. I may be working from home all week. So well, it kind of sucks right now, because I would rather do this work from home next week on the tail end of when certain things are supposed to be done, so that I could have the opportunity to discuss things with people to further enlighten me about things that I'm working on.
Right.
But I mean, this makes it much more challenging. But I love challenges, so I think that'll be good. So I'm gonna keep working at that, and then I'm going to for the Realm system, I will work on connecting the two servers and not building the task service, and just really concentrating on reining myself in and killing the rabbits instead of going off and trying to build it from the end to the start. You know what I mean? So I'll keep working on that, and then hopefully via just a standard REST function, I may be able to show you something.
Okay.
It probably won't do much of anything, but at least it's funneling through all the different pieces. So I'll work on that, and then our stuff is up online, which is pretty awesome. So it's kind of weird, because I'll ask people, I'm like, "Hey, did you listen to the podcast?" Like, "Oh, no." I'm like, "Man, how do I..." Because, you know, if it's not there, like, nobody cares. But I'm trying to, because I want to get it, I want to gauge, like, how much are we really connecting? Like, when I explained the idea to a friend, he was like, "Wow, I totally get that. I'm totally on board with that." Like, those are things that I struggle with.
Yeah.
So that, we'll keep experimenting with that.
You know, one of my feelings is that people listening at this point, far along as we are, and to me, I'm thinking, wow, somebody's probably saying, these guys are really dragging their feet, they're making excuses, they're procrastinating, whatever else. And I get it, because I tend to procrastinate. I'm emphasizing the need for accountability, and I'm getting on my case, and I'm open to you holding my toes to the fire, and that's a good thing. But it is interesting in this arrangement where we're doing this for each other, how, as you encounter all the little things that could be rabbit trails, that you really do need to kill that rabbit. You really do.
Well, and I feel like a lot of times I feed the rabbit or follow it down the path a little bit, or, well, let me just, you know what it is. You've seen it a million times,
right?
But you're still tempted to, well, maybe it'll be different. And it's like, it's not going to be different. Like, close the tabs. Don't Facebook, Instagram, none of those things matter to you right now. There's not, like, you drift, like, you'll be sitting, there's actually an extension on Chrome that will stop you. Like, when you open a tab to go somewhere, it'll be like, no. And there's people that will block IPs from their personal computers to, like, Facebook and Twitter, just so that they to stop themselves from doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it that bad? For some people, it is that bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't agree with you completely with regard to the procrastination. I think that this is a really interesting social experiment where this is in real time, right? These things are really happening. They're not fabricated. I really did get laid off. I really did start a new job. I really did completely change what I was doing as far as my passion project.
Your sister really did have a baby.
She really had a baby.
And I didn't just call her and say, honey, I know this is important to you, but I really need to write today. So I'll check in with you and the baby next week. And
that... Well, that rabbit, you can't kill that. But I think, like what you're saying about people that are listening about procrastination, I feel that it would give them more power because it would be like, wow, I'm not so different, right? Wow. Like Mark Zuckerberg doesn't write a million lines of code every day. 9 times out of 10, 2 or 3 of those days in the week is just screwing off.
Right.
And just realizing that you're not that you're not that different, and that it really is attainable, and these are from people that have fallen on their face and are keep pushing and keep trying. So I don't think that they would think we're procrastinating. I think that it would be more of an encouragement to see this is how it really happens. Right? This is how I really build a system. This is how you really write a book. And we're going to be talking in May of next year. And we're still going to be having the same issues that come into our lives that impede us from doing stuff. So recognizing the rabbit, it's never going to change. It's always going to be there. So having that state of mind where you recognize it and deal with it immediately, I think is crucial.
Sure.
But I think for the listeners to realize that this is an ongoing thing that is absolutely real, I think that would be encouraging. I don't feel that way. I don't feel that it has taken a long time. I think that it takes time for some of those creative things to bubble up to the top.
True.
But yeah, that's all I have. And then next week we'll discuss. So, I mean, I guess the goals are just to keep at it. Until we know what the next solid thing that we're shooting for, I guess, is.
Next week, I know I'm putting myself out there by saying this, but I will have some goals next week.
Okay.
And I will kind of lay out a strategy for arriving at them. They have to be measurable, so I need to be able to come up with something that's concrete.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. You hear me? That's what...
Then I'll share some of my all the issues and all the things that I'm tracking in GitHub for the project. I'll show you some of those. I haven't assigned dates to them, but I can. So
okay.
I'll work on like how I'm gonna logistically look at that and piece it out.
Okay.
So, okay. Well, that's it for me.
That's it for me too.
All right. Bye.
See ya.